You're listening to a podcast from 702. The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, Trump versus the FBI. I mean, this was extraordinary over the weekend.
Yeah, it's getting ramped up a little bit, isn't it? We know that Donald Trump is being investigated and his campaign team being investigated over the links to Russia, alleged links, I should say, to Russia. And in particular, it's now come down to the words of Michael Flynn. This is the former national security advisor who is apparently telling the FBI stuff they want to know in order not to have some sort of hefty jail sentence against him ultimately, including the fact that he has acknowledged he lied at one stage about contacts to Russia. At the same time, remember, the FBI director was sacked by Donald Trump. So over the weekend, Donald Trump has absolutely laid into the FBI, basically saying their reputation is in tatters. There's also been another admission about an FBI agent being sacked because it was found that he had tweeted some anti-Trump messages seized upon by Donald Trump as a sort of a, aha, see, I told you so. All of this, as I say, Twitter tirades. To some extent, thank goodness that they do come in gob-sized bites because it's a very tricky story to take in a great big mass. But also, at the same time, I don't know about you, Stephen, in your country, in my country, in most countries, the top politicians are held to account. When does Donald Trump ever actually answer any proper questions?
No, he doesn't, does he? And then the SAS, this is your special air service, they want to recruit women soldiers. We have women as part of our special... Police's special task force, which is kind of sort of the same thing. I don't know about our military. What are they trying to do in the UK?
That's certainly true in the UK as well. Yes, there are police women, if I can use the old-fashioned phrase, in all roles these days, including the tactical ones. But yes, the idea is that by 2018, all roles in the armed forces will be open to both men and women. And this will include frontline infantry and, in particular, as we're discussing this morning, special forces, the SAS and SBS. And according to reports in the newspapers, absolutely not confirmed by government, but then they don't talk about the special forces. According to certain reports, they're going to slightly ease up on the selection process, the notoriously tough special forces selection process on which recruits have died, for goodness sake, so they're already under scrutiny anyway. But the idea is if they can lighten the load of the rucksacks, cut the length of marches, maybe allow women more time to complete certain courses, there will indeed be women, therefore, more able to join the SAS and SBS. The trouble is, it's sort of been touted as they're making the tests easier. And the moment you say that, old Bufton Tuftons and veterans and others start getting up on their high horse, say, in my day, etc., etc. So you can argue, absolutely, this is a properly 21st century fair thing to get women involved. Or is this pandering to PC politics, the idea of slackening off the selection to open it up to more? Not sure.
That'll be interesting debate to watch. Adam Gilchrist, thank you.